Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Maranatha Drive on AWR. Well, thank you so much that you also are going to be spending the better part of the week with us, talking to us about the new earth, which is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Adventist. So today is the first one as an introduction to what we're going to be talking about the rest of the week. Now, we begin our lesson on the ultimate happily ever after, the new earth. We often talk about the end of the world with fear or uncertainty. But for the believer, the end of this world is simply the opening chapter of a much grander story. Now today, we're looking at the dramatic transition, how God moves the universe from the scars of sin to the perfection of a new creation. We'll discuss why God chooses to rebuild on this planet rather than starting over somewhere else. Now, Pastor, the Bible ends with a vision of a new earth. Rather, a new heaven and the new earth. How does Scripture define the new earth in Revelation 21?
Thanks very much for that wonderful question. Good question. You know, when we come to Revelation chapter 21, Scripture lifts the veil of eternity and allows us to see not just a destination, but a restored relationship. John says in Revelation 21:3, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and God will dwell with them. So that language is deeply covenantal. It takes us back to Eden. The new earth is not an abstract heaven, but the fulfillment of God's original plan, a real world where redeemed humanity lives face to face with their creator. So this is not symbolic. It is a literal installation of creation itself. As it is written, the great controversy is ended. One pause of harmony and gladness beats through the vast creation. So this tells us that the new earth is a place where harmony is fully restored spiritually, socially, and physically. So, in essence, the new earth is Eden restored, but now internally secure.
Now, why, Pastor, does our doctrine emphasize that the current earth must be cleansed by fire before the new earth is created, rather than just being improved, man, or repaired even?
Oh, that's a very important question. The Bible in 2 Peter, chapter 3, 2 Peter 3, makes it clear that the earth is purified by fire. Now, what we have to know is that this is not a destruction in the essence of annihilation. It is cleansing. Sin is not just damage. It is a deep corruption that cannot simply be repaired. So fire in Scripture both represents judgment and purification. It removes the sin completely. It is written that the earth will be burned, but out of that purification will come a new earth. A process that can be understood as a complete declaration followed by recreation. So similar to the flood, but on a global and final scale. So God is not just fixing the world. He is removing sin so completely that it will never rise again. That act, what we have to know is, that act is out of mess, not destruction. Yes.
It's out of mercy, but I think it's got to be destroying. You're saying it's not out of destruction, but mercy, yet there's got to be destruction.
That is an act of mercy, not destruction, because sin, the plan of God is sin, not to the current situation that we are passing through, sin not to be repeated again. So once it is purified, it is purified forever and for God.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, thank you so much for that, Pastor. Now, the concept of restoration suggests going back to something that was lost. How does the new earth reconnect with the original creation in Eden? Are you with us, Pastor?
I can hear you now.
Yes. Did you hear my question?
Yes.
Okay. Please go ahead.
The connection is profound.
Mm.
When we read Revelation chapter 22, you find the tree of life and the liver of life. These are direct echoes of Genesis. These show that the Bible forms a perfect cycle. What was lost in Genesis is restored in Revelation. So the redeemed will again enjoy face-to-face fellowship with God, just like humanity did before sin. The new Jerusalem itself reflects an expanded Eden, a garden city where nature and civilization exist in perfect harmony. So the new earth is not something entirely different. It is Eden restored, expanded, and made internal. Yes.
Mm. And then our theology often refers to the great controversy. We hear great controversy, this great controversy, that how does the creation of the new earth provide the ultimate answer to the enemy's original accusations against God?
Okay, that's a good question.
Mm.
At the center of the great controversy was the claim that God's law was unfair and restrictive. Now the new earth becomes God's final answer.
Yes, Pastor?
God does not win by force. That's one thing that we have to know. God does not win by force. But by demonstrating his love and justice. Revelation ends not with destruction, but with restoration, showing that God's way leads to life, joy, and harmony. So the entire universe will declare that God is just and true, and his character will be fully vindicated. So the new earth is not just a reward. It is the evidence that God was right all along.
Hmm. Yes, yeah. And God is always right, by the way. Thank you so much for that. Now, many Christians view the afterlife as a purely spiritual or cloud-based existence. Why is the physicality of the new earth so central to the Adventist teaching?
Okay. This is where Adventism is very unique and deeply biblical. Many think of heaven as something spiritual and abstract. But the scripture teaches otherwise. Salvation is not escape from the physical world, but it's restoration. Heaven, what we have to know is heaven. Heaven is a real place with real people in a real environment. And as it is written, the meek shall inherit the earth. That is when we read the sermon on the Mount of Blessing, Mark chapter 5.
Mm.
The meek shall inherit the earth. Internal life is not a floating existence, but a real embodied life in the presence of God. So the new earth is central because it affirms that God redeems what he created. He does not abandon it. Yes.
Mm. Lastly, Pastor, before I let you go, how would you summarize this intro to our discussion on the new earth for the rest of the week?
My dear listeners, wherever you are, when we understand the new age, we begin to see that God's plan has never changed. It has always been in restoration, from Eden lost to Eden restored. Scripture reveals a God who does not give up on his creation. And if that world is real, if you are really convinced that that world is real, and it is, then the most important question is not just what it will be like, but whether we are preparing today to be part of it.
Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We will connect with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Wishing you a fantastic afternoon further.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, and bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.